Well, they nicker to you, you know. I've had my mules a lot of time to do that. About feed time, and even see you coming. I've had them to nicker at me whenever I was going to feed them, and they knew that I was going to feed them, and all of them would go right on to their stalls where I was going to feed them at.
Are mules very hard to train? Are they very hard to train?
No. No, not if you start off right.
How do you start off?
Well, you got to be... Listen, let me tell you something. If you'll be kind to an animal and treat it right, it don't give you a lot of trouble. Let it know that you ain't fixing to hurt it or something or other, that you're a friend to it. Well, it's a whole lot easier to handle. But you take a lot of people. It's like I heard a fellow say one time, this fellow carried one of his mules to one of his neighbors going to get him to break him for him. Said that, standing there and said the mule kind of was on there and kind of made a paw. Said the fellow grabbed a piece of something and knocked him down with a stick side the head. So I said, what do you mean? He said, I got to get his attention if I'm going to work with him. That's what he's called getting his attention. Of course, that's just a saying, you know that. No, I used to log all the time, and I drove 6 up teams and 4 up teams and things like that, and logging and road work and different things. And I never did have no whip marks on my team. Of course, if I had to whip one, I whipped it, but I didn't peck on it all the time. You know what I mean. And I never did have no trouble with mine.
Did you ever have a horse that was afraid of water?
I don't know it if I did. You know, a lot of them, you could take them to water if they drink and they lay right down in the creek in the hole of water or anything. Some of them will.
How would you call a cow to get her in out of the pasture?
Sue cow.
Go ahead and do it like you're calling one.
Sue cow, like that, you know.
What about calling a calf?
Calf, you just call it by calf. Sue calf. Just like you would calling a cow, except you call it the calf.
What about to get a cow to stand still so you could milk her?
Well, that's all the way you train them. They're no trouble if you train them right, you know. Sometimes you have to put a rope on a young one whenever you start to milking her to get it to understand that you're going to milk her and to get her still and everything. And as you start, but a lot of times you can take one, just put a little feed in something or another, and they'll stand there if you're good to them, and they won't kick you, and they'll let you go ahead and milk them.
Do you say anything to them to make them stand still?
So, pat them or something like that, you know, and talk to them.
How do you call a horse to get them in out of the pasture?
We just whistle to them and call them by their names, and they come.
What about to get them started? You tell them?
Get up.
And to stop them?
Woo.
And to make them back up?
Well, when we're plowing, when back up, we just didn't say, yay, back, yay, like that, you know, and we don't have no trouble with them. All this stuff's got to be learned to them.
That's a blue car. And how do you call sheep?
Now, I never fooled with sheep in my life. Don't know a thing in the world about them.
What about calling hogs?
Oh, Lord, we call them pig, you know.
Do it like you're calling
pig. Pig, pig, pig! You old pig! You know, they used to have hog calling contests. I've seen fellas that could call them things, you could hear them for 2 miles.
What do you say to get pigs to move away from you?
Silly.
And how do you call chickens?
Chicko.
Do it like you're calling. Yeah.
Chick, 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 chick!
Okay. And what's made out of flour and baked in a loaf?
Light bread.
Okay. Any other kinds of bread?
Well, we got cornbread and biscuits and